the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, January the 26th, 2021. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a conservative activist who started the walkaway movement now in federal custody for his role in the mob assault on the Capitol. We'll talk about that coming up. Number two, despite worsening COVID numbers in many blue states, Democrat governors lifting COVID restrictions, even in California, but for Governor Gavin Newsom, it might be out of political necessity as he is on the ropes. And number one, in Washington, the big lies continue as Democrats put far-left Trump-bashing Senator Patrick Leahy in charge of a sham impeachment fiasco, and the progressives are hoping it'll take the spotlight off the other big lies, like the one that we can do anything about the pandemic or its trajectory. You see, herd immunity is going to come our way anyway, one way or the other, with or without vaccines that may or may not be effective. Depends on who you listen to. A lot of people questioning the veracity, the ability of the vaccines to do their job. The quality of the vaccines in question, the trajectory of the pandemic is not in question. It'll go up, it'll go down. It'll go up, it'll go down. And how many of you got a flu shot? How many of you have gotten a flu shot and still gotten the flu? There's the other concern. I was asking myself that question the other day. I said, self, I said, why is it that some people get flu shots and they get sick anyway, right? And is that going to be the same effect for what we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic? Good question. But I want to start with President Joe Biden. President Joe Biden took less than a week to renege on his promise to get American kids back in the classroom. Big promise. We got to get kids back in school. This has got to be a priority. Well, not anymore. You know why? Because the teachers' unions don't have the same priority, you see. And now Joe Biden is actually backing the illegal walkout by Chicago teachers. The nation's third biggest school district, the teachers there saying, we're not going back until we have vaccines and this and that. Well, you can play this game for the next couple of years. Kids in Chicago will never go back to school. And if they don't, let me tell you something. Funding for public schools is going to go through the floor. Kids leave districts. They'll go elsewhere. They'll find an education. They'll be homeschooled. They'll go to private school. They'll switch to a different public school, but they will not stick around to be prisoners in their own homes because the school teachers' union refuses to do its job. Put teachers at the front of the list for the vaccinations, if that's what's going to get it done. And if not, put the people at the front of the list that are healthy to be teachers, and those that are at risk, keep them home. We have to move forward, but I want you to hear this. Asked about it during a little press gathering yesterday. It's Bite 4 with President Joe Biden now backing the teachers' unions and not the kids. Surprise. Listen.
Do you believe, sir, that teachers should return to schools now?
I believe we should make school classrooms safe and secure for the students, for the teachers, and for the help that's in those schools maintaining the facilities. We need new ventilation systems in those schools. We need testing for people coming in and out of the classes. We need testing for teachers as well as students. And we need the capacity to know that, in fact, the circumstance in the school is safe and secure for everyone.
So we have to retrofit every school building in America, apparently, with new ventilation systems, new protocols, new gear. And until then, gosh, we just can't open the schools. I know because the American Federation of Teachers in Chicago said we can't do that. Can't open schools. Well, let's find some folks that'll do it. Let's find some teachers that'll step up and do it. By the way, an interesting little tidbit here. Rasmussen is the only polling company that does daily tracking polls of the popularity and job approval ratings of presidents anymore. Gallup got out of that business a while ago, so Rasmussen the only one. Joe Biden yet to reach Donald Trump's 51%. Donald Trump was at 51% on January 20th. Yesterday, Joe Biden at 48% approval, 47% disapprove. But here's something more important. 36% strongly approve of Joe Biden's job performance. 40% strongly disapprove. That means he's underwater by 4 points. That's called the presidential approval index minus four. Off to a good start, Joe. Off to a good start. Meanwhile, President Biden says he's trying to break the vitriol, even with this sham impeachment, which we'll get to in a minute. He says he's trying to end the vitriol. He wants bipartisanship in Washington. He wants all sides to come together to have a conversation. And yet, he says he doesn't care what happens to Republicans. He'll pass a COVID relief plan all by himself, $1.9 trillion, maybe more. Maybe a couple trillion dollars for infrastructure, a few trillion here and a few trillion there. It just doesn't matter. Just keep spending. It's the one area that Donald Trump didn't do particularly well in. He spent like a drunken sailor. Joe Biden's spending like a fleet of drunken sailors. Listen to Bite 5, where he says, I just don't care about bipartisanship when it comes to spending money. Bite 5, go.
If you pass a piece of legislation that breaks down on party lines, but it gets passed, it doesn't mean there wasn't unity. It just means it wasn't bipartisan. I prefer these things to be bipartisan because I'm trying to generate some consensus and take sort of the, how can I say it, the vitriol out of all of this.
Just because the other side didn't vote for it, not a single member, that doesn't mean there wasn't unity. Just doesn't mean it wasn't bipartisan. There was unity on one side of the aisle as they try to ramrod this thing through. By the way, they are going to use the reconciliation plan to put through this one. Make no mistake, the $1.9 trillion plan it's going through, which will take the national debt over $30 trillion. Congratulations, America. You have more debt than the rest of the world combined, times a few. Well done. Way to bankrupt the greatest country in the world by giving all of your money away over and over and over and over and over again. Nice work, everybody. Let's see here. I want to get to one more from Jolton Joe. While he's on his spending spree, I want to get to this. It's important. While Joe is on his spending spree, he said it's time to buy all brand new vehicles for the entire United States government. Border Patrol, IRS, DOJ, everybody gets a new rig. Everybody gets a new car. Cool, right? Bite three. Listen to this.
The federal government also owns an enormous fleet of vehicles, which we're going to replace with clean electric vehicles made right here in America by American workers, creating millions of jobs, a million auto worker jobs in clean energy and vehicles that are net zero emissions. And together, this will be the largest mobilization of public investment in procurement, infrastructure, and R&D since World War II. Uh-huh. And with the executive order I'll be signing today.
That is right up until they do an infrastructure deal, which will be then the biggest thing since we'll be $35 trillion in debt by Easter. Hang on to your hat, boys and girls. It's 14 after on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. Quick break, and then the office of the former president in the spotlight. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org.